Getting by in New York City is also about getting around. And for many, moving between Brooklyn and Queens is tough. The de Blasio administration says it wants to help by building a new streetcar along the waterfront. As part of WNYC's ongoing affordability project, Jessica Gould reports that the plan to connect the boroughs has become divisive for the people who live there.
Madeline Hanley works at Industry City in Sunset Park. To get home to Williamsburg, she can take the N train to Manhattan and catch the L back to Brooklyn, or...
Ready? Yep.
In the same amount of time, she can run home.
So here we go.
Although, with me tagging along, it's more of a jog. Or maybe a yog.
Yog?
Like from Anchorman.
So he jokes about trying this new fad. It's called jogging. Or maybe yogging. It might be a soft J.
With me, it's definitely a soft J.
Her commute just feels more efficient this way. But obviously, there are days when she'd rather take it easy.
I don't always need to run 8 to 10 miles.
She says that's why she's intrigued by the BQX, the new streetcar that would run near the waterfront from Astoria to Sunset Park. It's an idea that's been kicking around for a while. And last year, Mayor de Blasio said it's time to make it happen. He said the $2.5 billion streetcar would generate 10 times that much in economic activity in an area that's growing fast. And for the price of a subway ride, it would connect people in underserved places to each other, education, and jobs. People like Claudia Koger, who lives in public housing in Astoria.
We've been an isolated community for so many years.
She says it takes 20 minutes to walk from her home to the subway. It took her kids over an hour to get to school in Brooklyn, and elderly people in wheelchairs have trouble getting around at all. So last week, when the advocacy group Friends of the BQX unveiled a life-sized model of the streetcar, she teared up.
It's just like it was a dream come true. It's just beautiful.
She's not the only one who's excited. Real estate developers, urban planners, union leaders, many of them also support the streetcar.
Yes to the BQX! Yes to the BQX!
But there are also people who oppose it.
Like a no BQX button?
It's in opposition to the trolley.
I meet Nehemiah Bay at a community meeting in Sunset Park. He moved here after getting priced out of Fort Greene, Bed-Stuy, Crown Heights, Clinton Hill, and Flatbush. And he says the streetcar is going to speed up gentrification in this neighborhood, too.
It's going to raise taxes. It's also going to raise rents in a community that has been somewhat affordable for folks.
The city is actually banking on that. Officials expect property values to go up because of the BQX, and with them, the amount people pay in property taxes. The plan is to use that money to fund the streetcar. It's like what Mayor Bloomberg did with the extension of the 7 train to Hudson Yards. Except those new taxes didn't come in fast enough, so the city had to kick in extra money. Critics worry the same thing could happen with the BQX. Bay says the people who really stand to gain here are developers.
And at the end of the day, you'll see that all the companies they have along the route, they have businesses. So what they're doing is just creating a way to get to their businesses.
There are prominent developers with projects along the route. Many of them are backers of the BQX and major political donors, like Jed Walentis of Two Trees. The streetcar would connect his properties in Dumbo and Williamsburg. He's also chairman of the Friends of the BQX and has been a top contributor to the mayor. Now, the mayor's office says political donations have no impact on policy. And a spokesman for Walentis calls the idea that contributions are driving the project ridiculous. They say the BQX is about finally connecting people who need public transit. But Bay wants to know, why now?
They say it's a transportation desert, and it was the same desert that it was for the black and brown folks that live here, like 5 years ago, than it is now for the new people that are coming to the community, right?
Bay and other opponents say if the city's real goal is to improve transportation, it should fix the subways and add buses. But that means working with the MTA, which is complicated because then the state and the governor get involved. With the BQX, the city can move forward on its own. And officials say it is, slowly. Service isn't expected to start until 2024. And there are still questions, even within City Hall, about whether the financing plan would work. Madeline Hanley says she's not planning to give up her run commute anytime soon.
You have a wonderful rest of your run, and I'm going to go sit on the sofa.
Yes, that's
okay. Talk to you later. Okay.
Me? I'm sticking with the subway. Jessica Gould, WNYC News.